Good morning, Lewis. Guess what? Google just reported some pretty impressive numbers for the second quarter.
Oh, really? I see. Let me guess, revenue and profit were up.
Exactly. Net income jumped 19% to $28.2 billion, beating analysts' expectations of $26.6 billion.
That is quite a jump. And what about the core search and advertising business?
That grew 12% to $54.2 billion, which is even better than the 9% increase analysts had expected.
Wow, that is so cool. And I see cloud computing did well too.
It jumped almost a third, which is why they're now planning to spend $10 billion more on AI this year, bringing total spending to $85 billion.
So, they're clearly seeing the benefits of their AI investment. But what about the concerns that AI chatbots like ChatGPT and Claude might be taking market share from Google?
Well, their dominant search engine still handles about 90% of online queries worldwide and accounts for 56% of the company's revenue.
That's pretty impressive. And what about those new AI features they rolled out, the AI mode and AI overviews?
There was some fear that these features might cannibalize advertising revenue, but so far, there's little evidence of that.
Oh, really? That's good news. And what's Pichai saying about this?
He said the new AI experiences significantly increased usage, especially with younger users who are learning that it can meet more of their needs.
That makes sense. And what about the numbers on AI mode and AI overviews?
AI mode has 100 million monthly active users in the US and India, and AI overviews have boosted search volumes by 10% and now reach 2 billion users.
That's quite a reach. And they're also experimenting with targeted ads in both features.
Yes, and Skindler said monetization is at approximately the same rate as traditional search, so that's a positive sign.
And what about the Gemini AI app? How's that doing?
Gemini has more than 450 million monthly active users now, up from 350 million in March, but it's still trailing ChatGPT, which had over 600 million users earlier this year.
Right, I remember there was some criticism about Pichai being slow to release Google's chatbot, letting OpenAI capture the public imagination.
Yes, but maybe that's starting to change now with the increase in Gemini's user base.
And what about the overall revenue for Alphabet?
Total revenue rose 14% to $96.4 billion, beating the average estimate of $94 billion.
And the cloud computing revenue?
It rose 32% to $13.6 billion, up from 28% growth in the first quarter.
That's a big jump. And what about their spending plans for data centers and AI infrastructure?
Pichai said spending on data centers, servers, chips and AI infrastructure would reach $85 billion this year, up from $75 billion previously.
And what's their forecast for the cloud division this year?
Pichai said the division is on track to make $50 billion this year, though it's still a distant third behind Microsoft and Amazon.
And finally, what about the shares?
Alphabet shares were up 1.8% by midday yesterday, which is a positive move.
That's a pretty solid performance all around. I guess the market is seeing the benefits of their AI investments.
Indeed, and it's interesting to see how they're adapting their search features to include more AI while still maintaining their dominance in the market.
Yeah, and with the increase in AI user base and the boost to cloud computing, it's clear that they're positioning themselves well for the future.
Absolutely, but it's still going to be a tough competition with OpenAI and their ChatGPT, especially with the user base they've already built.
Right, but maybe with the new features and the AI mode, they can start to catch up and even surpass them.
Time will tell, but for now, it's definitely a positive quarter for Alphabet.
Yeah, and it's good to see that their AI initiatives are starting to pay off.
Definitely. Well, that's the news for now, Lewis.
Thanks for the update, Alice. We'll be back next week with more business news.